I'm having a nigga to fly into this bitch. You know I would have probably had to go get
you'd have lost it. It's
They do not want them birds in this bitch.
Hell no, they got the rest of, they got the whole world.
They got the whole sky.
Huh? Like, what?
You got miles and thousands of miles bro, of sky.
Like, get away from me.
What's the deal? It's Durag Discussions, Season 6. I'm Bryce.
I'm Tav.
Hey, we back.
Yeah, man, we back in this thing. Shit.
Gave y'all a smooth double feature. It didn't mean to be that, but it ended up long as hell. Yeah, so I was recording that shit. I mean, I was editing that shit like, I'm gonna just break this shit in 2 episodes.
That shit. You told me you was thinking about that shit,
right? And it would have been hard to, like, for somebody else, I feel like it's hard to look at it and be like, 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Yep. Kill it. Nah, stop. I'm not listening to that.
Yeah.
I don't got time right now. Yeah, when I got time, I'm listening. I never have time to listen. I mean, I've been there before.
For real. Straight out. But shit. Now we started off. We've been thinking about yours. So, Mitch State past seven, or past Durag Discussions week.
Yeah. Nice edit.
Yeah.
Shit, man. I'm gonna just start by saying, like, family really cures everything. Like, everything.
Everything.
So shit, man. I'll say, like, 9.2.
That's smooth.
Yeah.
That's smooth. Were you the 5 or 7 last week? Because I know you went 5, 6, 7.
I think I was a 5. What the fuck was that? Just strapping.
5 to 9. That's smooth.
Yeah. 5 to 9, 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Even though something's wrong with the 9 to 5.
I don't know. Ain't for me, though.
Me either. But there ain't nothing wrong with the 9 to 5. Yeah. But there ain't for me.
I'm gonna have to say past week. Honestly, I've been up. Like, it's all been, you know, straight since won a game on Saturday. Blew them motherfuckers out.
Hell yeah.
46. Had a shutout all the way into like a punt play.
Oh shit.
Like before the last drive.
Punt?
Yes.
They ran it back.
Was backed up too. They didn't even have to run. The nigga just fell on it and it was in the end zone.
Touchdown the next day.
Yeah, but got a blowout. Fucking. It's been a solid week. So I have to say I'm at. What do we got to evaluate this week? I'll go 8.8 actually.
8.8?
Because I was talking about how I'm feeling right now. So, like, that's past
24. We're at an average of a 9.
Yeah, yeah.
Smooth.
All right. Yeah, so, first segment, take us in.
Oh, yeah. Music notes.
Music notes.
This week, I wanted to take it back to the roots, man. My mama, she psyched me, she grew up on, you know, she'll play. It's Minnie Riperton, Les Fleurs.
Les Fleurs.
It's French, but I don't know what it means in French. It's from 1970, though.
Let it rip.
Oh, let me get right. Okay, yeah. It's like the meat of it. Don't let us forget to say we don't got the rights to that shit either.
We do not have the rights to it.
We don't.
By any means.
Just like the fucking song. It makes me feel good.
We got pulled, but not that much.
Yeah. Yeah. Ain't fucking with us like that.
But you knew exactly what song you was going to play immediately.
Yeah.
When you asked yourself, so why that song and why that part?
Well, honestly, the whole thing. Because you know how it develops.
Yeah.
You heard how it develops. I just think it's beautiful, bro. It's something I really listen to. And like my Bentley pulling up to the valet. That nigga listen to this shit.
Man. I feel that.
But then that's on, he's on a dude's on a trumpet with a, like one of those steel cups on the bottom. So it sounds like that.
Right.
Music from down south, New Orleans, you know, that's where that shit come from. So, you know, that shit hits a special place. Yeah, I just love that song, bro.
Yeah, when you played it earlier, I was like, yeah, that's a vibe. I don't know where I heard that shit before.
Shit, probably here.
Yeah. But even then, it's like one of the
But you
songs.
Heard it before. I mean, in the world.
Yeah.
It's a popularized song.
Right.
I'm going to listen to that bitch got on Spotify. Oh, damn. 24.9 million. I thought it was going to be way more, honestly. She came out in 1970.
Huh?
She got 1.4 monthly listeners. But that song only got 24.9 million listeners. That shit been out for a long ass time.
But it ain't been on a streaming platform. It's been a lot as long as the streaming has.
When did people post it?
Spotify and shit.
Maybe 2002.
2002.
It's been a lot of months. Niggas ain't listening to that.
And that's the thing. Like, it's probably, like, I definitely heard it on a song or, like, on a movie or TV show or something.
Yeah.
So niggas don't really, like, think to listen to that. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
Not that shit ain't fire. Like, it's just.
She do got some other kill, which we could get to later.
And I do believe, like, hip hop, pop, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that runs streaming platforms. It's not really gonna be no classics.
Yeah. I feel you.
But there's probably a different version of that.
For what we see. Yeah, it is. I was about to tell you. Because, you know, I listen to all types of shit. Niggas be having like 500 million listeners, 200 million monthly listeners. I'm like,
yeah.
And I ain't never heard of these niggas until right now. Like,
that's wild. Yeah.
But yeah, that's it. So I got to say about Mini. Thank you for putting that song out.
Oh, yeah.
Whoever shit else was involved.
So then for mine, I chose On This Way by Joyner Lucas. I'm still waiting, sitting, plotting on the couch. Cause I know that I ain't safe when all these cops is on a prowl. Trying to think of other ways, but we ain't got no other route. I'm starting to understand that shit that Pac was talking about. Word. I think I'm counting my hardest days. Lord, won't you save me? Ooh, you know what I've been praying for. I never thought I'd see this day. Yeah. I gotta make it change. And I think I've been counting my hardest days. Lord, won't you save me? Ooh, you know what I've been praying for. And I never thought I'd see this day. Yeah.
that song for me, like, it came, when it came out, nigga, I was just like in a mental, like, sinkhole damn near. Just wasn't happy with nothing that was going on around me, mm-hmm. how life was going in at that point. But that shit there, I just was thinking about, because I was listening to it earlier this morning when I was getting ready and shit. And I was thinking, like, damn, the point I was at when I first heard this song and why I fell in love with it compared to now, I'm like, I'm so grateful.
Yeah.
And just looking at it from the perspective I was looking at it then when I first got it, and why it hit me so hard, right? Mm-hmm. And then listening to it now, it's like, damn. And that shit straight fire. Like, nigga, that chorus, I'm like, snap.
I just heard that bitch today, actually. Like, you know, I was in my elevated state.
You feel me? So, that's all on that, man. But, today,
we got a banger. Back with, yeah, we got a banger. With a
banger, you know what I'm saying?
Back with a banger.
I actually had a good response in the last season, so we're back to Catorce
Preguntas.
For those of y'all who don't know, this is the full episode we did last time. 14 questions, random questions. We haven't read them yet. We haven't gone through them. We haven't picked our answers. None of that. Like, nothing. It was a copy and pasted list, random. We're going to see what's on there when we jump in.
Yep.
But
Feet first.
So, first question. I'm not going to waste no time here.
All right.
You want to ask it?
Yeah. I'm not going to look at the other ones. Complete the sentence. I hope
for peace. It's my favorite word. There's so many other, like, words that could come after it. Like,
yeah.
I hope that. I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope for. Hey, I hope,
that's what I was thinking about.
Yeah.
I hope for a continuous, healthy mental state. Like,
yeah.
Also, like, futuristic type shit, too.
Consistency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like,
that's fire.
Balance and everything.
That's fire. Okay, we might ask for, like, the same thing. We might hope for the same thing. But I feel like that's my idea of what peace is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything's like, whatever's going on around me, but I'm still
straight.
At peace.
Yeah. Like,
all right, next question. Share one of your strengths and one of your weaknesses.
Ooh.
You go first or do I go first? No,
you went first. So it's me, yeah. Mm-hmm. One of my weaknesses is myself. At times. If I let myself get in my own head. Just hinders myself from, like, doing certain things. But one of my strengths is, like, I was going to say myself.
Honestly, that's what I thought.
Yeah, like get myself out of that, too.
Because to say that, like, yourself is a weakness. Maybe yeah. There's something more.
No, because, like, it's only, that, it's like, really, like,
How do you get me against me?
Don't, like, I can only really stop myself. When it is something stopping me, it's me. It's like nobody else.
What specifically is stopping me?
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. If I could tell you, I wouldn't do.
Yeah, facts. I like that answer, but biggest strength in my biggest thing is myself. My biggest strength is myself. Because myself is holding myself back.
Right.
My strength ain't gonna come out.
But, like, I guess, like, to answer the question, like, I don't know. But, like, I don't know. That's my answer, man. I'm sticking to it.
myself, man. I feel it. I ain't mad at that at all. My strength would be... my ability to go with the flow. Mm. I'm not really fazed by flexibility. I'm not really fazed by, okay, this ain't going as scheduled. Mm-hmm. I'm just with the flow. Like, okay, good. This is what we're doing now. That's fine. Then my weakness.
I was going to answer like that too.
My mind.
See? That's
the same thing that I asked you.
And not that my mind is weak.
Exactly. So?
Bro, that's the first hummingbird I've seen in so long.
For real?
Yes. I'm so happy about it.
I could tell.
But, bro, like, I be, like, looking for them niggas, bro. Like,
oh, yeah, bro.
That's when I know, like, I'm on the right path. Yeah. Like, on some real shit. Yeah. I'm, like, some dumb, like, sidekick shit.
It's like my butterfly, huh?
Yeah, that's my spirit animal, for real.
Yeah.
I'm happy I just saw that shit. But, like, not that my mind is weak. Actually, no, it's not even my thoughts. Either,
see, though. I told you if I could tell you what it is, I would.
Right.
Like, straight up.
Overthinking.
Yes, there you go.
That's what it is. Yeah. I think.
Thank you.
If I had to pick one, it's overthinking. That'd be my weakness.
We'll borrow that too.
Yeah. Cause that one, that's fine. Cause like I took one of yours last week.
It's okay.
I knew. I think that shit right in my list. Hell yeah. I said that. That's my third.
Like, ooh, thanks.
But nah, yeah. Overthinking. That'd be my weakness. For sure. Without a doubt, actually. Shit, next question.
Talk about a recent news story that has captured your interest.
News?
News story.
Ooh. There was a one that came to my head, but it didn't register.
I got mine. It was, I think, news overseas somewhere, but it was like shot for shot of this dude meeting up with this girl. Next shot, they go to the bar, have some drinks. He put some in the, did he put some in the drink? I don't know if he put anything in the drink. They went there, ate whatever, went back to his room. They seen him the next morning pick up a suitcase from the store. Went back to his room. Came back out the room with the suitcase in the elevator. Seen him leave the suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in the trunk.
She gone.
She was gone. Yeah, she was gone. That was like him.
Wow.
Yeah, killing her. And they met on Tinder.
That's just sick.
Yeah, that's when I captured me. As if you,
Man, I don't really be wrapped up in the news like that, but I would say the news of Dave Chappelle after his stand up dropped.
Oh, yeah.
And like the uproar and like the transgender community.
Yeah.
Like going in and like trying to get it off Netflix and then saying that Netflix employees that are transgender walked out on work.
Yeah.
Like on strike.
Yeah. About them not taking it off.
Right.
Yeah.
And the one thing I gotta say about it, I ain't never gonna endorse. And I don't even think that, like, cause I understand what he's saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, nothing he said was not wild, you know? I mean, it was wild, but that's Dave Chappelle, and that's what you expect from him. And you still go and watch, knowing what he's going, you know what I'm saying, give you as his product. You still watch just to say, man, fuck this motherfucker. He always talking shit.
So, why are you watching?
People came to the show. People watched. I wouldn't read a Hitler book.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't believe the same thing. So I'm not gonna, what? I'm not going to even indulge in your thought process.
Yeah.
If I know it bothers me, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm open to anybody's perspective, but I'm also not gonna be like, oh, yeah, I get what you mean.
Yeah, let's do it.
Like, I'm be like, I get where this nigga think he was going.
It's about the message. He uses an example to get the message across.
Exactly.
And crazy thing, a week later, something like this came out in the NFL. The Raiders coach, bro, my team's coach, John Gruden, sent them emails out. He, it was about the Washington Redskins at the time, their head coach. He was talking about him because he's black. He didn't probably know hard R word, because then we would have had bigger problems. At least, I don't know. Cause
maybe.
Maybe, you know. From what I know, I don't know. But the nigga's racist. But he also, and this is what he, like, resigned for. He was talking about the LGBTQ community with Michael Sam and, like, calling faggots and all types of shit in the emails. But that's what he got in trouble for. Not because he was talking about these black people. It's because of this, and that's what Dave Chappelle was saying.
Right. I feel exactly. And it's like one thing he did say, like one bite, like he came out with was, I'm not talking about, or he said, the people I know who are transgender, the people I know who are in the LGBTQ community, whatever, not whatever, but they're black. And one, I think he said, well, one of his friends said that are in the community or something like that was, I'm black before I'm, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I don't want to spoil it for anybody who heard it, but, like, the real thing he was talking to was white people, which he always does. He just spoke to
white people
specifically. I'm transgender. Like, that's what it always comes down to. Always. And he continued to say, like, I have nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with transgender people. I have nothing, no against hatred, them. Against them. Like, I'm going to take your words for what they are.
Yeah.
I'm not about to, oh, he said that. But then he went on and, like, that's his career. And you know who he is.
He talked about, in the sense of equality across the board, it should be equality across the board, not like this group of people, this community over here, this community over here is like raised above, like
just enough, like to the requirement of equality.
Like, stop! It's not.
It got to be even across the board. So
and shit, I for sure believe that LGBT community gets more stuff from shit the fucking world than. We do.
And I hear that.
Not we as in like straight people. And we, like, as in black people.
Right.
Yeah. So and, for y'all.
And like, didn't even think about what a black transgender person does.
Exactly.
Because before anything else, they're going to see them as a black person.
Like, that's a black person.
And then go on and judge more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But they're going to see a black person before they see
anything else.
They're going to see a white person before they see anything else. Yeah. And that's the point.
Yeah.
That's nothing to do with, oh, well, they get this, they get that. No, like, you are what you are before anything else past that.
Yeah.
How do you feel about guns?
I like guns.
I ain't got a problem with
them. I ain't got no problem with them. Shit.
As long as they're not pointed at me.
Yeah, for real.
And I think the most effective way to protect yourself, and that's a possibility, which it always is, is to have one yourself.
Protection, shit.
If I could buy a shield instead of a gun, hell yeah, but.
As long as I
can. It's a lot harder to get to.
As long as I can remember, like, my great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents, grandparents, all kept that thing.
Yeah.
I'm talking about grannies, aunties, everybody.
My grandpa, he might still have that shit rifle.
For sure.
In his fucking
for sure.
closet.
For sure.
I'm pretty sure he has more artillery than that.
My dad had one, has one. In the house. I have one. Like.
Protection.
Right.
Protection.
Especially in this day and age, so that's how I feel. I feel good enough with that shit to have one.
Straight up.
I feel safer when I have one. But when I don't, that's for sure. For sure. Oh, you got the next question. Number 5.
How do you act when you want to avoid doing something?
I don't act.
Straight up, I just do that shit.
I don't want to do something. There's two like aspects of it, I feel like. There's like the ones where you don't have to do it. You don't need to.
Yeah.
And you may not feel like that's right for you. So I don't act like doing it. Like, or I just don't take any action at all.
I got one.
And I'm just like, huh. And if I have to do it, I don't have too much of that no more. Where I don't want to do something.
Yeah.
Or I don't react in a way where it's like, I have to do this. I just do it. I go about the task and the duty right here. And try to find the fun in it. Try to find the positivity in it. Try to stay positive in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
More than anything. Don't get frustrated. Don't get annoyed. Might get annoyed, for sure. But don't react to that annoyance. I'm just talking myself down.
I got a couple of different ways to. First, I try to convince somebody else to do it. If I don't feel like doing something, if somebody else is capable, you know, go ahead, do it.
Delegation at its finest.
Do it. Shoot. If I don't feel like doing it and you ain't got no problem doing it,
yeah.
Kick my feet up. The other is I just like suck it up and do it, bro. I'm trying to avoid shit. But really don't try to. Not if it's like something I have to do. Right. Like shit gotta get done eventually.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Can't procrastinate it, because then it's just gonna be even more of a like, man, I gotta do this, gotta do it. Like,
yep. Right, and that's now. Just like maybe that process so really much longer.
To, yeah.
Process don't need to be out. That. Yeah, process don't need to be that long.
As soon as you finish, the sooner you done.
Yeah.
I be telling my players that shit. I'm like, hey, as soon as y'all just do this shit, the sooner we're done.
Straight up. That's what I used to tell.
I don't care how much you don't like it, but just nigga run.
Do
like,
shit.
Yeah, just run.
I used to tell my fucking teammates, bro, sometimes it's like 10 years old. If you do it right the first time, we ain't gonna have to do this shit no more. I promise you, bro. I promise.
I love you give my players a fucking option. Like, hey, y'all can do it now. Y'all don't have to do it now. But look, at the end of this shit, you don't have to do it.
It's up to y'all. Y'all wanna do it now? Fuck it, let's just get it over.
And they like bullshit into practice. Man, either work hard now or we get in that game.
We gonna get this
these run. Niggas gonna get in your ass.
Yep.
Nigga, you're not gonna like the result at that point. Rather have a bad result now in practice than you allowed to. Yep. Shit.
So we can fix that shit. That's exactly. What you're practicing for.
Exactly.
Ooh. I just thought about something for one of the other questions, but it's okay. We already passed it.
Next one.
Yep.
If you could spend one whole day with your best friend, what would you like to do?
Shit. When I like link up with my best friends, we get some food, go to the beach, or get some food by the beach.
Mmm.
course, if I'm, depending on which best friend I'm with, sugar. Yeah, we just go by the water, get some good food, and just converse. You know, that's how we just, that's what we've been doing our whole lives. You know, so it keeps us like together type shit.
Yeah, it ain't gonna be no big event, honestly.
Nah. It's good.
Me and my niggas is just chill ass niggas, so we just gonna sit there and like be content with just talking, nigga.
Yeah, literally.
So yeah, I want some good food, maybe some drinks possibly. Be in a good spot like the beach or
shit, or somewhere. In the city.
Yeah, or in the city. And then just nigga, just talking with my nigga, bro. Yeah. Just kicking it for the day, relaxing, no responsibilities. Just get into it.
Shit. Good amount of my best friends like to just chill and talk to my pops. So we be right here.
Yeah.
Just chilling.
Exactly.
At the crib. Tuck.
Mm-hmm. Your turn.
Oh, yeah.
Number 7?
You put bullet points. Number, you just say next bullet point.
I'm just counting just for pinkies, you know what I'm saying? Know where we at.
What have you done in the last 3 months that makes you proud? Ooh. We ever answer something like this?
I don't think so. No.
What have you done in the last 3 months that makes you proud?
All I have to say concentrate on my mental health. Mm. And actually improve my mental health. That's the biggest thing I could for what I like hands down. Like shit, like I'll go through shit that I've gone through before.
Mm-hmm.
It won't even hit me the same because I know my reaction and what my reaction should be, bro.
Yeah.
And then just knowing, like seeing my reaction in the moment, it's like, yeah. Be going through it and still be like, yeah, I feel good though.
Yeah.
I'm happy I'm not.
Like, we've been here before.
Self destructing right now. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Been here before. I'll say for me, started valuing like family time a little more. Like I was already like a priority, but like just like feeling like everything that they have to give. Wow. Like I'm like all sides of the fam. Because I got hella fam, exactly.
Not a lot of people get to do that.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I noticed, like, God really, like, blessed my life, like, to be in this, like, path of, like, the way things line up for, well, it's weird, bro. Like, weird ain't that, bro.
Next one. Complete the sentence. I wish all people would.
Ooh, so many just came to my head, bro. I gotta choose one.
I got one.
All right, go ahead.
I wish all people would listen, not just hear.
I wish all people I wish all people would travel so they could get a different perspective on life.
I like that. That's fine. That's fine for sure.
Talk about your temper and what you do when you get when you lose it. I gotta go first.
Yeah, you first.
Oh yeah, you too. Yeah.
And because I don't want to answer this one first.
You see what I have to, man? I heard.
Look, I gotta process that
question. I ain't lost my temper. Like, lost it, bro? In a cool one. Like, for real. I don't be trying to get to that person. Mm-hmm. To that place. Man. Oh, I didn't say the last time. Still talk about it. Damn. Talk about it.
Your temper.
Yeah, talk about it. And what? That was me. And what I do when I lose it. So my temper, it used to be a very, 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 very short fuse. Mm-hmm. Now it's like a medium fuse. But that medium fuse, it takes a lot to. Like, I don't be letting it, like, a lot of stuff move me. Yeah. Like, a lot of people, like, you ain't gonna be able to move me out of my place of mind because of what you say or do unless you do some fuck shit to my family. People would think I'm mad, but I'm like, bro, like, you have no idea what.
That's hilarious. What, I would say the same
like,
shit.
Like, what mad looks like coming from me, bro. Like, I'm not even close to mad. It's like, it's to your benefit that I don't get mad.
Right.
You know, what do I do when I lose it? I can't see nothing. It's black.
Can't hear nothing.
It's red. Everything is black and red. My two favorite colors. I don't know how that happened.
Oh,
nigga. Man. Yeah, bro. Because then, like, it takes me, like, I don't know, a minute cool to, like, minute, come
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
Like, I'll calm down and, like,
man.
My temperament will be calmer, but, like, to remember everything, it's going to take me a cool one, bro. I don't like that shit. That's why I don't let that shit happen. I think it's just about, like, some shit, like, just trauma and shit, a kid type shit, you know? Let me go get that work done, though.
Man, I would say, for sure, like, same thing. I can't remember the last time I was really mad, like, angry, where I hit the top of my temper, and it was like, the lid came off.
Yeah, the, like,
ooh.
Oh, damn, that's fucked up that I just remember what the last one is. And not some bullshit. And it's about the other gender. Women yeah. fucking do it to you.
Man. Okay.
I didn't lose a lid, though.
Exactly.
I could have.
Exactly, but you like,
that's like, the thing. I felt it, though. But yeah. I didn't let it come out.
Like, there's angry and then there's fucking mad.
Like, if I'm furious, ooh, boy. It's probably to my benefit I don't get furious.
Yeah. I can't remember the last time I really lost it and was really mad and really, like, my temper was at its highest. Because I used to be there all the time. Like, you say, like, you know, from short to medium, like, I felt the same. Like, when you said, now I'm at, like, a medium, like, I'm like, yeah. Like, at 21? At 21, bro? My shit was at, like, the same thing. Like, it was just, like, it gone down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in high school, that motherfucker was short as shit. Like, you don't even get a chance to hear it go. Like, nigga, it's lit, and then that was
boom. You just hear the...
Right.
The lighter.
Exactly.
Boom. Oh, shit.
Quick. No time to run away. Like.
Oh, I just started remembering so much shit, bro. When you said high school.
Yeah.
I remember my fucking freshman year, bro. He's a homie now. But he was a junior at the time. He was a trash kid.
Mm-hmm.
The girl was trying to, like, hunt me. I'm like, where I come from, nigga. So I grabbed that nigga. Like, start, like, pressing him, like, pushing him. That nigga started back. He was like, I'm just playing. Fuck that shit, man. What are you talking about? You ain't finna try to do this in front of all of your homies, nigga.
Right.
Like, you just, know, damn well, yeah, saying, stop it. Just because I'm younger, stop it, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Don't make me call my big brother.
My shit was wild. So, yeah, like, my shit was short as fuck.
Yep.
Then around, like, high school or college, shit got to medium. And then now that motherfucker is long. Like, and I'm still adding to that shit. You feel me? Like, it's just, like, I got a long fuse now.
I be holding my tongue on a lot of shit. Like, I be... Like,
yeah.
Like, my fuse is not, like, long.
Right.
And I just thing, be holding myself.
Yeah. And mine, like, that's how it was for me as well. And then now it's like, I can walk away from it. I could get, you know, angry a little bit, you know what I'm saying, off of it. Then have enough, like, to walk away now. And then not even let it, like, it'll fuck with me for a minute. Of course, as it will, because you got to think about it. You got to process those feelings.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, it don't deserve my time, though, because that's done.
Sure.
And then I'm able to put that shit out and still have a lot of feuds left.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's where I'm at with it, for sure. It's my turn.
That's what do you do when you lose it?
Oh, when I lose it. Ooh. Nigga, I holler, get loud, and then I'm just like super disrespectful off the tongue.
I second that. Damn, I second that. Cause it's mouth.
Yeah, like I really like without even calling you a name, without, cause I'm real like strategic with it, to the point where it's like, no, I'm not finna just abuse you. Mm-mm. I'm going to make you think.
I'm gonna let you think about this shit for a long ass time.
And I'm gonna let you have it. And I'm not worried about feelings, but I'm also not about to fucking call you out your name. I'm not going, unless I really like feel like it has to go there, I'll call you out your name.
Mm-hmm.
But I won't fucking.
You talking about women?
No, I'm talking about
in general.
In general. I ain't never gonna call a woman out of it. Never, ever. Like, nigga, that's just one thing. Like, you're not gonna take me there. Because then when she starts calling me out my name, I'm like, okay, bet. Like,
I see where you coming from.
I want you to notice at the end of this that I ain't call you out your name not once. So, like, that's never gonna happen. Like, I would. Mm-hmm. But, and honestly, some women, like, bro, that don't even know you, that's probably what it is. Like, I'll do it to, like, someone I don't know.
Because
if you ain't get a time to actually figure out who the fuck I am and what I'm talking about, I don't have no time to fucking sit here and try to. It's all reality. You could be a bitch.
Fair. You could be acting like
a whether you a man or a woman. Yeah. Like, you could be a bitch.
Exactly. You could be acting like one straight up.
And you could be one.
Yeah.
That could be who you are in this phase of your life.
Yeah, he's a bitch.
You call it how it is. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
So, yeah. But at the same time, like, I'm getting your personal space. Like,
ultimate disrespect.
Yeah, like.
You told me, you say you get disrespected.
I really try not to put hands on people because, nigga, I'm at that age where, like, once I turned 18, I was like, yeah, I can't keep putting my hands on niggas.
Nope.
Because the police can be part of this now. Like,
yep.
This shit could be like
and the real judge. Deal. Yeah.
So that's the first thing that comes to my mind. So if I don't have to fight you, nigga, I won't. But if you strike first, nigga, I'm protecting myself. At all costs, and I'm not gonna stop.
Nope. That's when the police come pull me off. Somebody
gonna
pull me
off. I'm not going to stop. My pops told me, nigga, when you hit a nigga once, you better keep following
them shit. Yeah. No need to see what's gonna happen next. Right. Keep swinging, nigga.
Exactly. Keep going. Like, don't stop now. We here. Like, so, yeah. That's what happens. Did I ask that one?
I did.
Yeah. Okay. What would you like to achieve with your life?
We kind of answered this a few days, a few episodes ago.
Yeah, but when I was thinking about it like a couple days later.
Perfect. Okay.
Right. I'll say it's kind of the same thing though. Just a good peace of mind. That's it. Sound mind.
I would like to achieve consistency. No. Stability and flexibility.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay.
Tell about and understand the person in your life.
My pops. That's probably the most understanding person I know. Because he's done a lot. He's been through a lot in his life. So he won't judge his soul. Like for something you do in front of my pops, like, even if it's like a capital sin, like, he'll look at you like, he'll have a story ready for your ass.
What
about when I did it? Hey, trust me. Don't even trip. I did it. Yeah. You like, oh shit. Like,
damn, what?
Damn, nigga.
Well, I guess I ain't doing too bad, man.
Why? So many times. So that's definitely mine for sure.
Yeah. I said my grandma. My great grandma. But my grandma. She done seen so much, bro. So many people, like, even out of her shit house. Hey, like, the house. Probably my great grandma.
How do you decide between right and wrong?
Your first and second thought. I feel like my first one was right, bro. Then I start questioning it, and then it's the wrong thing. We know what's right, bro. We've been knowing that shit since we was two.
Yeah. I would say, like, initially, of course, in general, the feeling. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, your heart gonna tell you it's right or wrong. In all reality, at least mine will. That's how I am. So like even when I was fucking around in high school doing dumb shit in high school, before I made those decisions, nigga, there's always that feeling of like, oh, you should not be doing this shit, nigga. But then your mind comes in and it's like, this is what you can get from it.
Exactly.
You feel me? So I would say my feeling, because like my thoughts can always be twisted. Like you always try to twist your thoughts to make yourself right in a sense. Even when you fuck up, you get caught for it, you getting punished, like you about to get punished, you know punishment's coming. You try to find ways to rationalize what you did. Even when you can like explain to your parents and they're like, why the fuck would you do this? Well, I was trying to dip it and I was trying to get this and I was like, I didn't really do all of that though. I just did this. Like, I could have done all that.
I stopped doing that shit when I was 13, 14. I just tell you, my bad, I fucked up. It's my bad. Can we grow from this? Yes, we can. So let me fix it so I don't do it again.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we're immature. Like, it's just like, I'm going to find a way to rationalize this shit. Yeah. I was a child, nigga. I'm like, but.
Yeah.
Really ain't no fucking but.
About and that's shit. What they were saying. Ain't no fucking but.
For real. So, yeah. But also now, at this point, I'm like, is there really a right or wrong? Like, there is, of course.
Yeah.
The definite ones where it's like, nigga, you know that's wrong. You know this is right.
Yep.
Like, you don't hurt other people. You don't.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Those are wrong things.
You don't cause problems. You don't bother nobody.
But also, I feel like every experience and, like, mistake we make has to be made for us to realize the gravity of that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. People can tell you shit up and down.
Yeah.
But for me to actually believe it, I feel like some things you have to experience. And be like, oh, fuck. I see what that did.
Yeah. Like, that's true.
And sometimes it's not you that has to experience it. You see it happen close to you, right in front of your face.
And, yeah. And that's an experience for
you. That's why you don't do that shit.
Yeah, straight up.
Yeah.
Shit, experience is life's best teacher. Referral. For real.
For real. Two more.
What would be the most difficult news for you to accept about someone in your family? The most difficult? All right, you got my... Well, my niggas be moving on. Like, when their life cycle is at a complete circle, you know?
Yeah.
It's probably the most difficult.
Definitely that. No doubt. You know, I'll take it in. I'll do it in that way. Because that's definitely number one.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
I would say... It'd be difficult to get the news that someone who stood by you and you trusted had a different agenda.
Betrayed you.
And betrayed you.
That's for sure, too.
Because that's the moment, like, you look back and you're like, damn, we did this, this. We
came this far together.
And that whole time, you're just trying to get something for you. Yep. Or for something else. Or whatever the case is. Just to know that, like, something wasn't authentic. That, like, there was another game. Like, you was knocking two birds out with one stone. Why fuck with me?
Yep.
Or loving me. Or taking care of me. Or supporting me. Like, and that's family we talking about.
Like, fam.
That's deep.
Like, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'll say that. Last one. What freedom do you value the most?
There was one over there. Nice. Like, right.
Last question. What freedom do you value the most? And let's add a why.
I say.
There's one that came to me initially.
Me too.
Right off the bat.
Yeah.
Transportation. Go where I want to go.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a fire one.
Deeper.
Yeah, that's a fire one though.
That like.
Just, I was fire. Nah, that's fire.
That's
real. That's not something I take for granted at all. I was gonna say like freedom of like opportunities that come, like just being able to like have these things. Because there's a lot of people that don't even have like this luxury of things to come, you know?
Yes.
Or at least in this like aspect.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna say freedom of like spending and like places I get to go like eat and shit and what I get to buy.
Freedom of.
Not 100% financial freedom, yeah, but like not having to like trip off of shit like that, you know. Because if I don't got it, somebody do.
Right. So I might even be a support system.
Yeah. But I'm gonna backtrack though, because it's been itching at the back. So one of my weaknesses is not asking for help. And not like
saying, yeah, like getting it.
Or just like receiving it when it's like offered.
That's something I had to get over with, because like through what I've been reading, like if you can't give, then you can't receive. Or if you can give, you gotta be able to receive.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because if you're always pouring, then you're never gonna have a full bucket. Because you're not receiving them. You're blocking blessings and shit.
Yeah. Straight up. Straight up. Blocking blessings and shit. We gotta have an app called Blocking Blessings and shit. And release good that bitch out for later.
I feel that. That's fire. Blocking blessings. Yeah, that's a topic that keeps coming up too. We got to.
Yeah.
Shit, that's the next one. And shit, fuck it.
Get somebody, get some power up on this.
Yeah. Freedom I value the most. The freedom to evaluate and process. In terms of like, evaluating and processing or analyzing my situations.
Mm.
Not a lot of people have the time to be just like,
like
some shit comes and shit, fuck, I gotta take this.
Yep.
And like, and I've been in that situation too, shit, like, oh my fuck, I gotta take this. That's how recruitment was for me. That's how coming out of college was for me. When it came to like, all right, you gotta make money. And you're like,
you gotta make a decision.
How about that? I'm gonna just take that.
Yeah.
Because like, it's money. Like, I need money. Or straight I up. Need this or whatever.
And this is what I'm gonna do.
So I would say like, now, like, I have that ability to like sit, process ideas, think about like, okay, what are pros and cons of this?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, nigga. Screaming and that shit. That nigga
laughing. Damn.
But nah, yeah. Just being able to, you know, at this point in my life, like, opportunity comes and I could really be like, okay, let me weigh out what this is,
mm-hmm.
what it would do for me, what it won't do for me, you know, how it would affect my mind, how it would affect my physical, how it would affect my emotional, how it would affect me spiritually. Like,
yeah.
Being able to look, like, go through that and really go through the checklist and make sure this is what good is good for me. You know? Yeah. So that, for sure, evaluating the process.
That's
good. Yeah. Lifestyle tip, advice, shout out, anything for the viewers, anything positive to put out in the world.
Man, shout out to Good Food, man.
Straight out.
Shout out to Good Food.
Man. Always.
And fam.
Yeah. Shout out to God. I don't make this into a challenge. Because last night I took the time to really like be thankful. I remember when we were talking on the phone.
Mm.
Just talking about like, thank God. Like,
yeah, just thank God.
Look around, thank God.
Yeah. Like,
I'm breathing.
Yeah.
So. I took the time last night to really not thank him for everything in general, but really just thank him for like the shit he got me through. To get me where I'm at and like I just look around like, damn, I'm in this beautiful little town home, got a car that works, I got food,
yeah.
I'm well fed, like
family's healthy, everybody's safe, right. Bro.
Exactly. So I'm just thankful for, you know, everything that I seen and thought to have gone wrong and to be where I'm at. Triumphant, victorious, you know what I mean? So I would just, when you make the time or when you remember, like, you should always remember, I know, but like, we got a lot going on. So as humans, our minds are in a lot of different places.
Yeah.
So when you have that thought, be thankful. Just thank him directly.
Yep.
To prepare.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Hey, you know, I was like, damn, bro. Thank you, bro.
Thank you.
For real. Just thank you.
Like, who would have thought you'd be in this point, at this point, you know what I'm saying? Like, doing what you're doing, being able to do what you do.
Yeah.
I look back on my past for one reason, and that's just to compare to where I was, to where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I could say I'm better, and I'm in a better opportunity and better space.
True.
And that's a beautiful thing. And even if you are in the same place, like, you're safe.
Yeah.
You're breathing. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many things you can find to be thankful for.
Yeah, for sure.
And grateful of. You know what I'm saying? Mental state, past 24. I'm at a 10. Definitely at a 10.
10.
That's a dub.
Yeah.
That's a dub. Yeah.
That shit was great. Send my grandma off. Out of here.
Finally on the road.
She flew.
Now? Oh, yeah. Ooh. Oh, yeah, she there now. So.
Luke.
That's dope.
Yeah, bro.
I've had a beautiful past 24, honestly. Yeah. Good 24, bro. I can't even like
it. Yeah, like, it's good. We all, what's up?
Today was a good day, Ice Cube. Shit.
That's it, bro.
Let's do like discussion season 6, episode 5.
Damn, it's 5.
We halfway through the season. We're flying. 6 episodes, too. We had a double.
Yeah.
So, man, we appreciate y'all for checking in.
Who did this already?
Yeah.
It's Hunger Game 2?
Oh, no.
No, we didn't do this.
We didn't do that.
Nah.
So we 6.
It's number 4.
It's episode 4.
4.
You are actually.
Yeah, 4.
It's episode 4. We got 5 episodes, though.
Yeah, we do. That's we 5. Do.
And we go for 10 season. Yep. So.
Yep. Yeah.
Y'all got a little bonus in
there. Yeah, heck yeah. That's going to be gas. This is going to be gas.
Yeah, that is good. But. We appreciate y'all for listening. We had 3,000 total plays.
Yeah. Moving on up.
Man.
On the west side.
On the west side. Straight out. And shit, we did another couture shape with this.
Yeah.
Honestly, it ain't just been us in a minute. And we know y'all actually fuck with that one.
A lot.
Last season.
Yeah, a lot.
Whole
lot. Appreciate that.
Yeah, for real. So, shit. Keep it up. Keep checking us out. Keep sharing. Keep giving us 5 stars on Apple.
Please.
Let's see where we at now.
Yep.
Right now, we have 3,000 total plays and 496 5 stars ratings. Average of 5 stars.
Oh, shit.
We need 4 more to get to 500.
Oh, yeah.
So if y'all could do that, appreciate it.
Yep. So
just
we're,
4 of y'all.
Yeah, that's it.
Just 4.
That's it.
Take your homies, your girl, your niggas' phone.
Whatever. Just go do it.
And just tap in 5 stars for us. And then do it on your phone.
Yep.
Then if you haven't already.
Then your daughter's phone, because you know your daughter got a phone.
You know your daughter got a phone. But delete it immediately.
Yep.
Immediately. Like, get that shit off of there. We are not meant for the children.
Nope.
Man, we appreciate y'all. Love y'all.
Appreciate that shit, man. For real.
And we got some good things coming soon, man. For real.
Like, yeah, we'll talk about it when we get there.
Yeah, we'll talk about it when we get there, bro. It's in the works.
Yep.
It's in the works. I'm Bryce.
And I'm Tev, man. We out.
We out.